Salt Lake City airport officials have released the first renderings of the redesigned airport, giving the public its first taste of what's to come. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
The $1.8 billion airport redevelopment project will create a new, simpler experience for travelers. The new airport will consist of one three-level terminal that will house all of the check-in counters and security entrances, and one 4,000-foot-long main concourse where all of the gates will be located. It's a layout similar to that of the Denver airport. Maureen Riley is the executive director of the Salt Lake City Department of Airports. She says this new design will be more passenger-friendly, especially for those with connecting flights.
We'll incorporate moving sidewalks to make that transition faster and more expeditious. We'll also have the opportunity to incorporate a lot more concessions, retail, food and beverage opportunities into this new design.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says one of the other hallmarks of the new airport will be its focus on energy efficiency and sustainability. He says he's also proud of how they will be paying for the new facility.
This nearly $2 billion project is being paid for without any of our state or local general tax revenues. The airport users, that is the travelers, the airlines, the concessionaires, and not Salt Lake City taxpayers, will be paying for this project.
Airport officials expect the first phase of the project to be completed in 2020, with the entire project completed by 2023. They estimate construction will create more than 20,000 jobs and generate about $1 billion in wages. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.